a few moments to prepare for Tisha B'Av. Let me share with you some of the hergeshim, some of the ideas that are going on in my mind. Last night we heard from Rabbi Wein. We heard about the miraculous recovery that the Jewish people have had since the end of the most recent Churban. And the miracles that we have seen, that our parents have seen. You know, on the other hand, it was about 10 days ago that we saw a family ripped apart by one terrorist in Chalamish. We saw that at one moment with one sword, with one knife, parents lost the children, and children lost a parent, and the wife lost her husband. So I have to wonder, we have to describe our matzav. How would you characterize Klal Yisrael? What are we up to? Are we a people right now in Tov Shinai and Zion who have defined by the miracles of Klal Yisrael, the miracles of recovery, and punctuated with terrible, terrible tzaras, the unspeakable pain of a Yisraim and Almonis? Or do we look at ourselves as a people who are fraught with many, many tzaras, people always on edge? And those tzaras are interrupted by unusual nisim. Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. So we're all familiar with the insight of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Ugmaleim nosim nechos v'tzori v'lo tolchim Mitzrayim. That the trip down to Mitzrayim, Yosef's golus, was a golus where here he had left family, was almost killed by brothers, and he finds on his way down that he has a pleasant, a sweet smelling carob. So Rashi says the Kadosh Baruch Hu was taking care of this tzaddik, because usually the Arabs carry petrol oil, and to be trapped on the way down with foul smells, much more pleasant. Chaim Shmulevitz says, but he has been sold several times. He suffered the hatred of his brothers, thrown out of his family, going to a place we didn't know. So what if he gets a little bit of Macy's first floor on the way down? What does it do for him? So Chaim Shmulevitz says that was what Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying. Terrible tzaras. But from time to time you're going to see nisim. From time to time, those nisim are going to remind you that imcha nechi v'tzara. That's one way we could look at the golos of Tov Shinai and Zion. Yosef, on the other hand, was years later thrown into prison more than once, and yet in prison, vayehi ish matzliach, he always rose to top. He always overcame. So maybe that was Yosef, a man who always rose up, interrupted every so often with terrible, terrible tzaras. Maybe that's why he wasn't sure himself. He names one child Menashe, Kineshani, Lekim Beisavi. It's Kol Amaliv, it's Kol Beisavi. In one hand, he has entirely ripped out of his father's home. And on the other hand, Ephraim ki Ephrani lekim ve'eretz oni. Yosef himself, how do you describe Mitzrayim? As a place of Ephrani lekim, great prosperity, ve'eretz oni, in a difficult place? Or is he kineshani lekim, God has ripped him away from Beis Ovi? When I was thinking about the attack in Chalamish. So the keynote which came to mind, the one we'll say tomorrow morning, Zachor Asher Osa Tzor Bifnim Bifinim. We're going to have a keynote dedicated to what Titus did inside of Kodshei Kodshim. Zachor Asher Osa Tzor Bifnim. Remember, the enemy came into Kodshei Kodshim. Remember, he ripped through the Pereiches. Remember that he brought a zone into Kodshei Kodshim. Remember that he walked in and said, Aye Elohim Moitzur Chosoyu Boy, their God's left. I was thinking that was what happened in Chalamish. Friday night, the home, Shabbos night, Malachim come to the home. They said, Zmiris, family together. Friday night is the Kodshei Kodshim of Klal Yisrael. Preparing for a Sholem Zohar. Grandparents were there. It's Zohar Asher Osa Tzor Bifnim. And when the Kodshei Kodshim of Klal Yisrael are impacted, it's the equivalent of saying, Aye Elokeim Mitzur Chosoyu Boy. That's the Zohar. Ki Yad Al Keis Ka. And that's how we come into the Tisha B'Av of Tov Shinayin Zayin. That's the nature of our goals. Having to somehow take it all in. Somehow having to live with miracles that no other nation has known. And at the same time, not distance herself from the pain of the Solomon family. And to know that when the enemy strikes in the Kodshei Kodshim Bifnim, then he strikes at the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, Shechin himself, his Mechal Kvodai. And that's ultimately what Tisha B'Av any year is about. It's about Klal Yisrael's suffering. And somehow being able to move between the suffering of Klal Yisrael and the Solomon family. And at the same time, appreciating when it happens on a Friday night in the Jewish home. And then it's a strike against Chilul Kavod of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Shechina suffers anew once again.